are right in the heart of the London city in Leadenhall Market, one of the oldest markets, dates back to the 14th century. We are surrounded by the hustle and bustle of various vendors and shops and people.
And we are standing underneath the artwork by Kerith Wyn Evans as part of Sculpture in the City 2014. Describe it for us.
It's a work in neon and it's a text piece. It has two parts. The first part reads, "Space here becomes time." And its mirror sentence is on another part of the building, which says, "Time here becomes space." The letters are in Helvetica, one of the most often used typefaces, and are about 35 to 30 centimeters high. Vitally important, the text is above our heads, so unless you look up, you wouldn't see the work. And it's right in the cross shape center, the main axis of Leadenhall Market. There's a kind of octagon here, like you see in cathedrals like Ely, for example. And high up inside this octagon do we see both sentences facing each other like a mirror.
It's interesting what you say about having to look up, because a lot of artists have said that's one of the things they want to encourage people to do more.
Absolutely. I think London is one of the most beautiful cities we have in this world, and it is jam-packed with history and fantastic buildings. And I think this is one of the aims of this project, to not only bring to attention some of the most exciting artists working today, but to also highlight the beauties, especially in the City of London. And Leadenhall Market is one of these hidden gems. Most of the Londoners will have heard it exists. They might be more familiar with Smithfield Market, incidentally the same architect, Horace Jones, but not necessarily familiar, unless they're office workers, with Leadenhall Market.
And of course Harry Potter fans, because this was Diagon Alley, I believe.
That's right, yes. I think it's been the film set for a whole number of films, but most famously Harry Potter. But it is like a time capsule. It is, even though it dates back to the 14th century, but it was the whole glass and steel part of it was designed in 1881. And that is what we see today. It's a Grade II listed historical building and stunningly beautiful today as it was then.
So let's go back to the artwork we can see above our heads. What is the artist trying to achieve? What is he trying to make us think?
I think what Kerith Wyn Evans would like us to do is to take us out of the humdrum of our everyday life and consider the larger questions. It refers to time and space, obviously, the two biggest philosophical challenges. From Newton to Leibniz to Einstein, many philosophers have been thinking about the time-space continuum. And maybe you would have to understand a little bit more about Kerith Wyn Evans to understand what he's trying to do here. So let me just sketch a little bit of his background. He's born in 1958 in Wales. He's very much Welsh. Welsh was his first language. And in the 1970s, he went to art school, he went to St. Martin's and the Royal College, and then in the 70s was very much part of the sort of counterculture here and underground, and he was friends with Lee Bowery, he worked with Derek Jarman, he was very much embedded in the experimental film culture here. That is his background, and he is interested. Out of this involvement with film culture arose a very strong interest in language and in perception. And he developed a very strong, very diverse career with film, photography, installations, sculpture, but all very much rooted in conceptual art, i.e. the art that is very much rooted in ideas and in philosophical concepts. Kerith Wyn Evans has done quite a lot of text works. Text and language, as I say, really are the main building blocks of his very diverse output. And normally the text he uses is found text. It's text that is often related to film history or film theory. In this case here, space here becomes time, time here becomes space. We have a genuine Careth Wynne Evans. It's his own words, and it's a statement, of course. It's a very authoritative statement. There's no question about it. There's the is, and there's the here. And when we first took Careth to this site, he was incredibly excited about it because he also taught for many years at the AA, the Architectural Association. So he was very familiar with this particular site. And I think this particular statement also relates to the extraordinary history that we encounter here. We are at the in the oldest part of London, in Roman London, the center of Roman London. And a statement like this, in a way, is an allusion, a reference to this extraordinary wealth of history that we have here, and also stops us in our tracks a bit. It's now very commercial. In the Middle Ages, this was a poultry market, a meat market, cheese, leather, grain. You still see some of the hooks here from which the meat was hung. Now it's much more touristy, but still very commercial. And I think what Careth wants to do is he wants to make us stop in our tracks, quite literally, physically as well as mentally, and make us think about time, history passing, space, our own identity within the world.